How did we do? Tell us how you would rate your experience. Pouting face, 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 pouting face. Yes, that upset. Question: why did I give you this rating? Answer is plain. You blocked me on Facebook, comma dash. As far as I am concerned dash the use of the social media on Facebook to the accounts between web link document URL https://www.facebook.com/labcorp and web link document URL http://www.facebook.com/inthemindway dash is crucial, critical, imperative, and paramount to correct a course that does not nor remain to publish a patient with a need to create immediate and discernible impact of trust across all medical providers immediately. Because of my prior efforts of expression of this matrix standard, a standard of change dynamics to a new standard of care is more appropriate to the standard of excellence than the standard of loss of our insanity trusts. I am extremely serious. I am excrement drastic. I am extremely upset. In all of the all-point bulletins of informed consent, I do not give you the consent to ignore my communications to your information systems. Interruption note. My mother, Veronica Andreskill, is bedridden. She has had a medical injury that has severely caused a condition that she is now unable to get in/out of bed without help, so she says. The status of the interpersonal relations between her and me is extreme to understand what I am doing, how I am doing it, and why I am going to insist that something changes as a paradigm shift immediately the second that a human reader passes this message into their human process and record that into your operations information system that includes why this is a survey worst score onto this situation. I have told my mother time and time again to use the phone to call me if she needs something. I understand she needs something. What she needs in a lifetime element of burning, burning our relationship to dust, is the same condition that I am supposed to be something I am not willing or will ever consent to in this house with the elements that are in the course of this matter reality unchallengeable, unchangeable, unmanageable of civil society to stop the criminal activity against me, as it is visible, but not tangible, that is waged against me in the, at psych unseen, biases of this exact resource-to-resource matching identification scheme. Earlier today, I was in the front room waiting for my brother to finish his visit with my mother. My mother's birthday is coming up on the 17th of June, an ultimatum of all ultimatums if you want to ignore the full and complete condition of this household and then the condition of my individual digital damages across all of civil society that needs to be immediately given a community liaison of a community agency to correct, rebalance, and steer this massive mischievous marvel of molding muck, coined in 2007. Very ugly and very sinister relation that I am living and breathing a daytime nightmare day to day to a week to week to a month to year by year to over now a decade. Absolutely, this is a probable fact of interfering elements in my life. The elements are actually documented in scientific research findings published by the National Institutes of Health. In the very last spiff I had with her, she called me selfish, which I immediately turned into a roaring lion to inform her that what she is calling me is not in her right mind. About a full minute or two before she turns herself into something like to relate I need to be selfish because what is involved in my life is fatal, seriously fatal, human no longer breathing dead fatal, the death of James Martin Driscoll from a treatable disease of HIV where the conditions that are into entrenched warfare fall and collapse of the outrageous involvements classified in terms across public digital informational matrix as HIV untreatable. I am seeking and looking for what is called a paradigm shift that is explained in this video on the Convention for the Rights for Persons with Disabilities, Article 12, YouTube video, Mini Law School - Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, a single quote quick, web link document URL, https://iontobe/nrjk9psi9st=3010, time index 50. 10 Something I have written a little bit about GOZO crisis intervention because there are barriers to legal capacity. Now if you could listen to the entire section for Article 12, for that is really the needed thing here. I can talk about the details of why, but every single aspect of the doctor interface and case manager interface has lost their connections by their ghosting me dash not me, demand of all demand. If I do not have my Humana rep, web link document URL, http://thesagentcares.com, your Humana agent. Latricia Williams email, lwilliams116@humana.com phone, 951-563-8747. Call back into interfacing back with this client. My needs in a full and comprehensive audit of my medical records history by my mother's birthday. Her gift, which is a full and complete replacement of a Dismaster faucet for the kitchen purchased and delivered by Amazon. Transaction details. Items ordered price. 1 of Dismaster M76XL Imperial 4XL Kitchen Faucet - Chrome. Sold by Dismaster. Seller profile. Condition. New. $323.99. Shipping address. James Martin Driscoll. At Grew Up Net Pizza Building website admin. 3260 Grande Vista DR, San Bernardino, California, 92405-1939, United States. Payment information. Item, S. Subtotal, $323.99. Shipping and handling, $0. Total before tax, $323.99. Estimated tax to be collected, $28.35. Grand total, $352.34. Payment method, Visa last digits, 6043. Billing address, James Martin Driscoll, at Grew Up Net Pizza Building website admin, 3260 Grande Vista DR, San Bernardino, California, 92405-1939, United States. Credit card transactions, Visa ending in 6043, June 3, 2022. $352.34. Tone detector. How this may sound to readers. Confident, formal. Now the ugly. If Ms. Williams is not reattached to my medical health care by the beginning of the day of the day Friday, June 17, 2022, by the end of the day, I will have moved all my property out of this house - I am dying from HIV - I will provide the last test lab corp data into this complaint - I am ditching this family to head to a forest and walk into such a forest - seriously. - lay down and die. No fucking way that LabCorp blocks my account - every fucking one of you are corrupt to the fucking core - every doctor, every case manager, every rep, every aid service agency, every person in the view, every police officer, every single one of you all person are corrupt to the core, including my family. Also blocks something of a wonder pill of insult after insult after insult. No one human being can be subjected to this at all, and crisis text line is in view of a correction - for that is also corrupt to the core. Corrupt to the core is all civil society that allows the actual reality content of proved outside interfering psych unseen unnatural forces to bear onto a human life presence without being immediately addressed to terminate. This is a real thing researched on the National Institutes of Health. That is a real this real thing - and the reasons why we cannot address this is your insanity and collective responsibility violating United States Code Title 18, Section 242 deprivation of rights under color of law, and this is that law, absolute no matter if law enforcement intercedes - morally speaking the violation of such barriers, to prevent me to having a set motion freedom life is this punished disturbed of your moral faculties. You can read this - so why will you ignore this? You're immediately guilty of this exact law. You are guilty of breaking this law if you ignore and do not read or process these words into what is called legal capacity immediately this fucking second of time. 60 seconds a minute to forevermore - enforce and protect and enable my rights - I demand you to do this - or you are guilty should I die. I demand all laws international, federal, state, and local to be enforced upon the invisible creation of satanic forces of gang stalking - I demand an undeclinable deliverance of the truth. The whole truth, and nothing but the truth, immediately. My mother abuses the commons and she instead of using the phone is crying out in a voice of an Aji - just to spite ME, just to upset ME - just to stop ME from being successful. I am going to smash her gift upon the cement in a video Facebook live, to which I leave the smash Dismaster in the cement. No apology or any other words can stop this. I demand that my Humana rep is reattached to my care, for she says - thisagentcares.com. She is a hypocrite - and I have had an opening on Facebook after she has Emmy blocked - a tantum pair among a group of about 50 or so accounts of civil society that has intentionally blocked Emmy for no fucking reason - which is a violation of United States Code Title 18 Section 242, deprivation of rights under color of law, and yesterday my mother in the chills to not listen to her son, said to Emmy, mother to son - I am going to kill you, In a situation that is no such joking times, this Amazon product goes to the matching order that this is indeed an emergency. Order placed, May 9, 2022. Amazon.com order number 111-8323086-5861000. Order total $70.68. Shipped on May 9, 2022. Items ordered price 1 of B45L4 pack 85-265 VAC LED emergency warning safety light medium beacon strobe effect 110V 120V 220V 240V red sold by eSafety Lights LLC. Seller profile, condition, new, brand new, $64.99. Shipping address, James Martin Driscoll, at Grew Up Net Pisa Building, website admin, 3260 Grande Vista DR, San Bernardino, California, 92405-1939, United States. Shipping speed, economy shipping. Payment information, item, S, subtotal, $64.99. Shipping and handling, $0. Total before tax, $64.99. Estimated tax to be collected, $5.69. Grand total, $70.68. Payment method, Visa last digits, 6043. Billing address, James Martin Driscoll, at Grew Up Net Pisa Building, website admin, 3260 Grande Vista DR, San Bernardino, California, 92405-1939, United States, comma-dash. No police to respond to such an emergency. I am seeking an immediate paradigm shift from everyone. Three reasons. 1. Web link document URL, http://auditor.gov/2021-105/index.html section 1 peace officers, hate group affiliations. Law enforcement departments have not adequately guarded against biased conduct. San Bernardino Police Department, one of four agencies in this review. My assessment upon the details of this review - grade F for this caution is a complete deflection from a truth. I have lived here in this town, back into my hometown, since July of 2017. Agency comments. Each of the departments that submitted written responses to our report generally agreed with our recommendations, with some exceptions. Stockton Police did not clearly state whether it would implement our recommendations, but noted that it would analyze our audit and see how it can align its policies and procedures with best practices. San Bernardino Police did not submit a written response to our report. However, we incorporate its perspective on our findings and recommendations throughout the text of the report. 2. Web link document URL, https://www.reuters.com/articles/fact-check-coronavirus-psychologist/fact-check-no-evidence-of-pandemic-mass-formation-psychosis-say-experts-speaking-to-reuters-idusl1n2tn1reuters-fact-check January 7, 2011. 28 AM updated 5 months ago. Fact check - no evidence of pandemic mass formation psychosis, say experts speaking to Reuters by Reuters. Fact check: Reuters also spoke to Stephen Riker, professor of social psychology at the University of St. Andrews, who has studied crowd psychology for more than 40 years. He described the concept of a mass psychosis as more metaphor than science, more ideology than fact. It arises out of mass society theories and crowd psychology theories, which developed in the 19th century, and which reflected a fear of the masses, he said. The claim was that people in the mass lose their sense of identity and their ability to reason. They regress to an inferior mental state where they are manipulable by unscrupulous leaders. It has been totally discredited by contemporary work on groups and crowds. Van Bavel, who said he found the idea of mass formation psychosis reductionist, highlighted a different account of the role of psychology, groups and leadership in the rise of Nazism. Here, 3. Web link document URL, https://www.reuters.com/legal/government/prevalence-white-supremacist-law-enforcement-demands-drastic-change-2022-05-12/May 12, 2022-11. 41 AM PDT last updated a month ago. Prevalence of white supremacists in law enforcement demands drastic change, by Hassan Kanu. 5-minute read. Reuters/Fred Greaves. Register now for free and limited access to Reuters.com. Related documents. Law review article research. Reuters. A Reuters investigation on May 6 indicates that a significant number of U.S. police instructors have ties to a constellation of armed right-wing militias and white supremacist hate groups, a report that adds to a fast-growing body of evidence showing a deadly threat inside U.S. police departments. The analysis found that some of the instructional information presented by police trainers was explicitly racist, and that some instructors endorsed and interacted with white supremacist criminal groups such as the Proud Boys advertisement. Scroll to continue. The investigation adds to mounting academic research, government audits and news reporting that demonstrates the pervasiveness of white supremacy in U.S. law enforcement, and a continuing series of incidents documenting the presence of extremist groups and views among law enforcement. More and more, the evidence suggests the white supremacist infiltration of law enforcement that the FBI warned about back in 2006 is getting worse, and it points to a desperate need for policies, departmental and legislative, to prohibit people who engage in racist conduct or join white supremacist groups from becoming police officers or remaining on the force. To intentionally read this and violate my rights under United States Code Title 18, Section 242, Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law, web link. Document URL, https://www.justice.gov/court/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law Summary. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority, if the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his/her official duties. Persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prisons guards and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Title 18, U.S.C., Section 242. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both, and if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both, and if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse.